You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
You know what I'm craving? A little perspective.
That's it. I'd like some fresh, clear, well-seasoned perspective. Can you suggest a good wine to go with that?
With, what, sir?
Perspective. Fresh out, I take it.
I am,
Very well. Since you're all out of perspective and no one else seems to have it in this bloody town, I'll make you a deal. You provide the food, I'll provide the perspective. Which would go nicely with a bottle of Cheval Blanc.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're understanding and exploring how to honestly deal with personal denial and how you can discontinue and stop the cycles that you live amongst. You know, denial is the action of declaring something to be absolutely untrue. And on tonight's show, we're going to honestly see and deal with our own personal denial, because to some degree, we all have it in our life. We all deal with it. There's a part of us that we all deny to some degree. Billy Boy, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
And so, I'm not denying anything on that.
Well, you know, denial is not a river in Egypt. You did know that, didn't you? Or do you deny knowing that?
Didn't Moses sail down in a denial, or didn't they find Moses?
He did,
at
yeah.
denial?
Yeah.
It was Moses, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fact, I know somebody.
Denial?
Denial.
Ashley? I'm going to go by the Ashley.
And Doug Keenan.
The Ashley. Keenan, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I was reading up on this article about these scientists. They're investigating a supernova that happened kind of close by. Well, close by in cosmological standards. I mean, they could like see it through the telescopes and everything like that.
That's cool, but they couldn't touch it.
Well, no, of course not. It's a supernova.
I know. You know, anyway. But it's kind of cool, though, to talk about it.
It'd be a little hot.
It's kind of like when they talk.
Your finger a little bit.
It's kind of like when they talk about the supermoon, you know. And it's funny because the supermoon is only like what, like really like 10 feet closer than it normally is.
Yeah, and it looks huge.
Yeah,
it's it looks huge.
Well, it's really, really like maybe like 15 feet closer. A little on its side. You know, it's like looking at somebody from like 1,000 feet away. Well, they just moved about 2 feet closer. I can see it. I can tell. I can see their eyes. I can see them. I know what they're doing.
Well, I saw this. I saw this artist rendering about the Andromeda Galaxy, how it's moving closer towards the Milky Way, and it's gonna collide. The thing is, though, nothing is not gonna have like a really significant effect. But the thing is, though, like you can actually, you'll be able to see the galaxy getting closer and closer, like 4 billion years from now. Like the people that are living here 4 billion years from now are going to be able to look up and see, oh, there's Andromeda right there. And
4 billion years.
Yeah. You know that from the moon, you can see denial.
And did you know I'll be here in 4 billion years? Oh, wait, I'm denial.
That's denial. That's denial.
So what are the patterns in our life? You know, because I think we all have these patterns, and most of the patterns we have are unhealthy patterns, because otherwise we wouldn't call them patterns. You know, people don't call good things patterns, except for in some, you know, cases and some, you know, kind of mathematical geometric patterns. But other than that, we're talking about life patterns. And I think we should start off with, because I know that we talked about this the other day, about relationship patterns. Woo! We've all had these relationship patterns.
Yes, we have.
Let's start off with this. What about people always have that tendency of coming together for some reason? And some people actually get in a relationship and they bond over their war wounds. Like they bond over their wounds and they want to feel like they can heal each other. You know what I'm saying? Where people are like, oh, well, we've been hurt so bad. Let's hang together and take care of this together, you know? And so this becomes a pattern of, I'm your nurse, I'm your doctor, or if it's same sex, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? The same type of deal. And so they're both like, there's their healthcare provider, but who deemed them as knowing what's going on?
Well, probably the person that they're with, because it's one of those things where like, oh, well, I've been through this thing and this person has been through the same thing or something similar. So this person can relate to me. So let's bond and become best friends, even though you keep going through the same thing over and over again. And the person that you're bonding with is going through the same thing that you went through over and over again.
And nobody's learning anything.
Yeah, no one's learning anything.
It's a circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a circle. But the thing is, though, human beings are remarkable creatures and recognizing repetition in everything else. Yet
but themselves.
We failed. Exactly. We failed to recognize repetition within our own lives.
Isn't that funny how it can be right in front of your face and everybody else can see it, but you can't see it? There's no way you can see it.
Well, I think it's because if it's coming from you, then it's normal. It's everybody else who screwed up. But
they're all screwed in the head. It has nothing to do with us. Denial.
I mean, your phenomenological reality has nothing to do with it at all. It's everyone else that's is in denial except for you. When really, when it comes through, you know, with all the things that you are denying, people forget that you are the common denominator in all these equations. So
we're going to get to that later because that is so important. Because
Kenan's getting all mathematical on us all of a sudden. What's up?
Well, we can talk about the flower life. We can talk about geometric patterns, but we're going to let's talk about seeking approval and validation. So if it's not coming together to take care of each other's war wounds, it's to seek approval and validation. And I think a lot of times people come together in relationships like this because they never got the validation from or approval from parents. It's a lot of it. Or their last relationship, they definitely didn't get any approval or validation. And so they're looking outside of themselves. And sadly enough, I try to explain this on a daily basis. You can't get approval and validation from anybody but yourself about you. And sadly enough, when you're looking to other people for it, they're not going to give it to you until you already have it. It's like already having the job and then looking for a better job. It's harder to get the job when you don't have a job and you haven't worked in 15 years than it is to say, well, I have a job, but I got to put in my, you know, I got to put in my notice and I got to leave and all that stuff, because basically you're asking for something that you don't even have yet. Why should they give it to you? They don't even know that they're supposed to give it to you.
Right, right.
Well, you know, isn't funny though how a lot of people do just the exact opposite. You know, they seek recognition and approval from others in order to validate their own selves.
Well, that's what everybody does. They go outside of themselves to find happiness. They go outside of themselves to find love. They think that if I join with this person, or if this person would just approve of me, like think about in the parent sense, you know, a lot of people do it with their mom and their dad. Oh, well, dad never supported me. He never accepted me. He never validated my life. Well, why does he have to validate anything of yours?
Well, doesn't that have something to do with, self-efficacy? The way people respond to you is the way you look at yourself.
Directly.
Like if people are responding to you in a positive manner, if they're giving you positive reinforcement, then you look at yourself in a positive light as if, okay, well, my life is good. My life is grand. I'm doing great. However, if people are not responding to you in a positive light, or they're just not responding to you at all, you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, what is wrong with me? Because why are people interacting with me or not interacting with me in this manner?
Well, you're so right about that. And it's funny though how if you actually think about yourself in a positive light and you think about yourself in a good way, guess what? Everybody else feels the same way about you. There might be like that one person that they don't like anybody. Okay, they just don't like anybody. They just do not like anybody. Mm-hmm. But 99% of the other people respect because they see it in you. You walk in, you carry yourself a certain way. You know who you are. But when you're a little off, you feel a little insecure. I mean, we've all been there. And you're like kind of walking. You go, I can do this. I'm okay. I can do this. And you know what? Everybody kind of just like they feed on that insecurity that you're presenting.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're just like, oh, I got to get out of here. Well, it's because they're only going by what you're doing. They're looking at you as the roadmap. They see you. It's like your face is like a TV that says or a screen that says, I'm happy with myself. Or I hate myself, or I'm insecure, and everybody goes by that, and it's all your mannerisms and the way you carry yourself and your eye movement and your face, and they're like, okay, well, I'm just going to listen to him because, you know, most people don't observe anyway.
You know, I think you the key phrase you just said there, Ashley, some people feed off of others. You know, they need to be able to sense another person's confidence or another person's weaknesses or strengths in order to validate their own sense of self-worth.
And, it's true.
It's okay if, like, for example, you're already secure with who you are in your own status in life. But if you're one of those people who is not sure of themselves and, you know, maybe has some self-esteem issues or whatever, then depending on who you're trying to feed off of, you know, it's kind of garbage in, garbage out.
That's so true. Yeah. Like I remember, it's not a really good example, but it's an example. I remember when I was in school, you know, in my first degree, and they would say, you know, you shoot crap, you edit crap, right? And so all in all, it's just like life. You intake crap, you outtake crap, because you can't take a good and then transmute it into a bad. You can't take a bad and transmute it into a good. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
But no, it's just what you get.
Alchemy doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And Keenan, notice you said first degree.
Yes, I did notice that first.
So, you know, Ashley.
I know, right? Two snaps up in a circle.
And you know how that is when you go to school and you pay all that money. You go, I'm going to number my degrees now, you know?
Well, I would number my degrees, too. And I would also put dollar signs, you know, beside those numbers.
And I spent this amount of money.
I spent this amount of money.
And I had to pay back. I had to pay back student loans for how many years?
Yeah. That's a good t-shirt there. I spent X amount of money and all I got was a stinking t-shirt. No,
all I got was a stinking t-shirt.
Or the stinking degree or, you know, piece of paper or whatever.
And stress. And stress. And some sort of other condition of some sort.
But it's funny how it's like the most unsuspecting person that's looking for validation. Like, you know, you see the hot chick that walks in the room, you know, and she's all done up. And like every time you see her, she is like done up
actually
all the time.
You know, Kenny, I've heard that, just to use that specific example, hot chicks are actually some of the most insecure people there are out there.
I was just about to say that.
Yes, exactly, guys. That's exactly true. And, you know, a lot of times it's how we see things and how we actually see something is really interesting because we assume something. We assume they look good. They must always feel good. So stay tuned because when we return, we're going to talk more about relationship patterns. We're also going to talk about economic patterns and how you can actually stop these negative patterns in your life and quit denying your happiness. So stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're discussing how to honestly deal with your own personal denial. And more so, we're dealing with the discontinuing of the negative cycles that we continue and perpetuate in our life. And right before the break, you know, we've been talking about relationship patterns and how a lot of times we put ourselves in unhappy and unhealthy relationship patterns. And we wonder why this continues over and over and over and over again. You know, it must be the universe trying to screw us over or something. But it has nothing to do with the universe trying to screw you over at all. So right before, we were talking about bonding over wounds and how a lot of times we want to heal each other. So we enter a relationship because the person's carrying the same baggage as we are. You know, we were also talking about seeking approval and validation. And that's a big thing. I mean, you could probably go to therapy for the next 20 years dealing with validation issues, and you still might not even cut through that. I mean, if you deal with me, it might only take 4 sessions. But when you deal with other people, it could take a couple of years. But let's go to the idea of losing yourself in the relationship. And I think a lot of times people get in relationships, and because they don't know themselves very well, they don't have a secure identity, a secure ID, they lose themselves in the relationship. So it's like this whirlwind relationship, and we were whisked away. And they always use these words like whisk and whirlwind and all these great words that sound cool a little bit, but it kind of reminds me of a tornado. But you know, they lose the themselves
there. Yeah,
right. You're like, and then we had to get into the basement, and we put the, you know, we put the big queen size mattresses over our head, and when the basement door was pulled off its hinges, you know, I mean, that's how I think about that, because when you lose yourself in a relationship, that's not a good thing. You don't want to lose yourself. You want to keep your identity, but people do that over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'm guilty of that or not. It seems like, you know, we're speaking of patterns and, you know, denial and whatnot and identity and relationships. It seems like I'm always like dating someone who only wants to hang out with their friends and I'm there.
And it's, that's, you know, a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's always, let's go hang out with your friends. Let's go hang out with your, you know, no, not, I don't say that, but like, let's hang out with my friends. Like, you know, oh, you know, we're going to hang out. And most of the time, I don't want to hang out with them. I really, because like the thing is, when I'm dating a woman, I want nothing to do with their friends most of the time.
Why?
Why? Because, I mean, like, their friends, they just do stuff that I don't do. And the thing about,
like what?
They dye it.
They dye it.
They dye it.
And Keenan.
I don't dye it.
I was going to say, you know, for our listeners, Keenan is so skinny that if he turns sideways, he
but well, why does it matter what they do? I mean, you can always eat whatever you want to eat.
Here's the thing. I don't want any comments, being
directed to
being direct.
Because, when they say something to you, so if you have people that are dieting, just God bless, this is the way the world works. When you have people dieting and they see somebody that can throw caution to the wind, they get a little upset about it. So you have to realize that whatever they say to you is just them being angry that they can't eat like you.
I just don't want any comment on it. Because it's like, they're like, it's Sunday Funday, let's do brunch. And I'm like, what is that? They're eating, these little cubes of cheese and grapes and drinking, red wine. I'm like, dude, I want beer. And I don't want the light beer. I mean, I want the heavy.
You can get the heavy beer.
The real beer, yeah.
Yeah, I want the heavy.
You don't want the frou-frou.
Exactly. Beer. And I want chicken with, blue cheese on it and everything like that.
He's chicken, man. He's got chicken on the brain all the time we come in here.
Well, he's probably hungry.
Every time in the studio, every night we're here, he's got chicken on the brain. Every single night. I'm
wondering, it's dinner time for him.
I get it. It's dinner time for everybody.
But I hear this. Oh, my God. I look at how many calories those are. And I'm just like, could you just shut up?
I'm just saying, look at me. I could eat 5,000 calories and sit here and do this every day and I would be okay. Yeah. You know what? You got to put your foot down then and say, hey, you know what, honey? I'd like to just hang out with you sometimes. And maybe you should go to the brunch on your own.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go do something I want to do because I don't like sitting there for 4 hours at a brunch that I can't eat that much. So you go to brunch, I'll eat my normal food, and I'll see you when you're done. Good and liquored up, come on by when you're done.
That's why I'm so, the thing is, for example, here's another pattern. During football season, I find that I normally do not have a girlfriend during football season.
Because you choose not to, because you don't want to do the day-to-day stuff. You want to watch the games.
I want to watch the game on Sunday. To me, it's not Sunday, Funday.
Do we see a problem here? Do we see the pattern?
That sounds like a great...
No, I hear the pattern, though. Do you hear the pattern? Keenan picks women that aren't into football. He needs to pick a woman that's a sports-related woman, a woman that likes to watch sports, a woman that loves to watch football. And by the way, my dad found one. They do exist. They do exist, and they will go to every single game, and they will sit, and they will hang out, and they will actually tailgate. And my dad, get this, my dad hadn't found this ever, and God bless my mom for dealing with it for 25 years as long as they did. I mean, I couldn't believe that their marriage lasted that long, okay? But anyway, he got remarried again, and let's not go there. I mean, she's a disaster. But then the third one, love her to death, and by the way, she goes to every LSU home game, hasn't missed one. They get there at 7 a.m. for a 7 p.m. kickoff, and they ride their bikes, and they make breakfast foods, and they hang out, and she loves it. There are women. Keenan, there is hope for you. And she is very beautiful, too. She's a very pretty lady. So you got a lot going. You can find it. You're just like, don't want to have that pattern. You can't break it. You're dealing with the little mice-eating people that eat the little bitty pieces of grain. Yeah. And I'll have some wine. You need to have a kind of a man's woman, like somebody that knows who they are.
The way I see it, our ancestors did not, start walking on two legs and killing woolly mammoth just for me to sit around and eat lettuce, which has absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever.
You just opened a can right there. I'm going to sit out this conversation.
Swiss chard, all that has a lot of very good nutrition. We're not going to go into nutrition tonight, okay? Because that could take up hours, and we would just have to get rid of Bill Cunningham altogether. His show would have to leave because we would have hours to discuss this nutrition thing. So let's get back into this. Your patterns, though, are not that bad. I mean, that's not like that bad of a pattern. You're not like in abusive relationships.
No.
But you do need to kind of figure that out if you're going to find somebody that has longevity. Yeah.
It's like that country song says, Ashley. He's looking for love in all the wrong places.
He's looking for love in all the skinny places. All women that want to stay skinny.
I should go to sports bars and
clean up.
I'm like, go to sports bars and find a chubby chick with a pretty face. And I'll be satisfied.
They don't have to be chubby. be chubby if you like chubby. I mean, I think all women are beautiful.
Or go on one of those internet dating sites. Looking for sports fans only. If you don't like football, don't bother.
You have to watch all games, and then you have to be able to watch the ones that I have TiVo'd or put on there. And then also you have to watch them again for another time on weekdays when there's nothing else playing. plane. And then also you have to watch, you know, we're just going to watch all the sports. I mean, we got track and field, cross country, a little bit of this,
basketball,
a little bit of that.
Hockey, you know.
So let's talk about, okay, so you losing yourself in a relationship is one thing, and that's a big deal. So, for example, if you don't like the symphony or the opera or whatever, and you catch yourself always at the ballet, and you're like, God, this is awful. I mean, you don't have a life anymore. You got to keep your identity. And that's kind of a small way of looking at it, and a big way of looking at it. It's like when somebody loses their entire self and everything is about that person. Everything is about the other person all the time. They put themselves last. They don't take care of themselves. That other person's everything. They drop everything for that other person. That's sad because usually those people will walk right all over you. But if they don't, then what life are you? Are you them? Are you an appendage of them? Or are you still them?
Well, people do that so not to start any conflict.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
they also want to get married or they have another agenda.
Unfortunately,
and of course, now I love her to death, you know, okay. but my mother fits that description to a T. She loses herself in the person that she's with. She like takes on his personality. The last guy she dated was actually a theater actor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, before she met this guy, she didn't know theater from
Schmeeter.
I just made
that up.
Okay.
Schmeer.
But she meets this guy. All of a sudden, she's working wardrobe, she's working lights, and she's watching plays on TV, and she's Googling everything there is about theater, and now she's all about theater. And in meantime, they don't do anything that she likes to do.
She totally lost herself in this whole scenario based on the fact that she wants to win the approval and validation from the other person and hoping that this will catapult into some sort of stable relationship that she wants to deal with. And we're going to stay with that for a second, because when we come back, we're going to talk more about how you lose yourself, but also we're going to talk about more about how a lot of people cut out their friends and family, and they cut them out until the relationship falls apart, and then they need somebody to pick up the pieces of their broken heart. So stay tuned, because guess what? Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. You know what? We'll be back in two shakes.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back live to Perspectives. And yes, I am your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's Perspectives, we're discussing, personal denial. And how to really discontinue these personal denial cycles, the ones that we tend to live over and over and over and over and over again, wondering, why is God doing this to me? Or why is the universe trying to ruin me? They're ruining my life. But you know what? It's not about that. Guess what? It's about you. You are the one that puts yourself in these cycles. You are the one that continues to do this. And it's your fault. You're the reason why this is happening. So we were talking about relationship patterns, and we're going to talk about our last thought process on relationship patterns. But right before break, we talked about losing yourself in the relationship and how that happens a lot for people because they don't have their own identity and they just want to jump in with that person. They want to be there all the time and do everything with that person, and they lose themselves. And normally what happens in that relationship is they get mad, they get angry, they start hating the whole relationship. But in the meantime, they lose themselves in it. So let's talk about cutting out family and friends. So I know that everybody listening tonight, and I know everybody in the studio tonight, I know Bill, I know Keenan, I know that I know people that literally right when they meet somebody, Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, what happens is like all of a sudden they go from calling you X amount of times a day or texting you, it goes down to none. And then all of a sudden, like, you'll get like a random text, you'll call, they won't respond. And finally, you get in touch with them and they'll be like, oh, I'm just in this great relationship and so-and-so is so good to me and I just love being there. And you don't hear from them. And months go by. And this person is like sometimes mostly the most needy. It's mostly the most needy people,
Yes,
absolutely. Because they glob on to this person. So they don't longer glob on to you. And what happens is, guess what? They only are in that relationship. They don't have time for you. They don't have time for you unless maybe you can meet him or her and those people out. And eventually, guess what? The relationship breaks up. And who's calling you all the time? Who's calling you all the time? Oh, I'm falling apart. My heart's broken. Can you help me? And you know what? You go and you help them, and guess what happens? A few months later, they meet someone else, and they do the same thing all over again.
Yeah, I know somebody like that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
This is coming out of high school when he did this. He met this girl, and the circle of friends, we in his circle, we did not like this girl. I mean, she's just, you know, it's like a fingernail scratching a chalkboard. Okay.
God bless this poor girl.
I you know, it's just, you know, think Fran Drescher's evil twin. Okay.
I like Fran Drescher.
And I like Fran Drescher too, but think her evil twin.
I have no idea who that is.
Yes.
That's her laugh. Mr. Sheffield. I have people that do that all the time, like in their 40s and 50s. I know people that are divorced and they'll hook up with a woman or they hook up with a man, and the next thing you know, you don't hear from them.
Yeah.
You don't hear from them. And you might get invited over once, and then you meet them, and that's it. And honestly, and all of a sudden, it's not till they break up, and they're like, I'm never going to get married again. I'm never going to find the right person. God, please. And you're just thinking.
The world is ending.
Yeah, and you know why they do this pattern, and they do it over again? And guess what? They're never going to end this. They're never going to find Mr. and Mrs. Right. They never are, because guess what? They look desperate. They don't have any identity. They completely drop their family and friends. And for me in a relationship, if I saw somebody do that, I would be scared about myself. I mean, are you just going to drop me eventually when you stop thinking about me, when I'm not at the top of the list? But also, I mean, how do you've been around for how long? You've been alive for what, 40 years? And you just got rid of all your friends in one fell swoop because I kind of came in and wooed you? I mean, that to me is like, okay, well, you know, do you have a last name? Or do you just want to take my name? Is that just all
right,
it is?
Right. I do think that it's very important that when you get involved in a relationship, I think you said it earlier, Ashley, you got to, you know, stand your ground. At some point, you got to say, look, you know, sweetheart, I really like you, or I love you, or, you know, however much the relationship has progressed. But I also have other things. I have other friends, and I'm going to make time to spend with my other friends. I think that's healthy to just not have one person be your entire life.
But people are in denial of that. People are in denial that they're losing themselves. They think that they are still being themselves. It's just that this other person has shown them a world of things that they have not been exposed to. That they're like, oh wow, you know.
Oh, John is so great.
Yeah, you know. Like, oh yeah, I like this. You know, it's kind of like if I put a person on to the type of music that I listen to. Like, I'll tell anybody I listen to hip hop, you know. And the thing is, when I tell people that, I know the first words that's, you know, that's going to come out of their mouth, you know, oh yeah, Run DMC, Eazy-E, Tupac. I'm like, no dude, Illogic, Homeboy Sandman, I've never heard of those people. Well, of course not, because I listen to,
you're not into it.
Exactly. Yeah. I listen to underground hip hop, and the thing is,
let me ask you a question. So okay, so you tell somebody, let's say you tell a girl this, let's see how this works. So you tell a girl about this underground hip hop that you like. Now how much respect do you give when all of a sudden she drops all the music she likes and just starts listening to that?
None. I mean that's the thing, none. Because here's the thing, I mean, like, as much as I, you know, like football and eating chicken, you know, I still like to be
and blue cheese.
Yeah, with blue cheese. I mean, like, I would still like to be exposed to different things.
I like new things.
Yeah, I like
horizon opening stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I like new stuff, or like stuff that I've been exposed to or anything like that. I mean, like, that's how I got in the theater. I mean, I didn't get in the theater because of somebody else. I did it because I just felt like doing it. I mean, but still, you know, I want, you know, new things, and, you know, hopefully that person would also like new things. You know, it's just what I dislike is the fact that, you know, sometimes, you know, when it comes to relationships and, you know, dealing with people and stuff like that, you know, you have to do what they want to do all the time just to make them happy,
or you don't love them.
Or you don't love them. Or if you don't compliment them, you know, 15 times a day,
mm-hmm,
about their appearance, then
you didn't notice.
Yeah, you didn't notice, or you don't think I'm pretty.
You don't really love me that much.
Yeah.
If you loved me, then you would have noticed.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, though, it's like, well, you're the one in denial because I'm actually calling you. Considering that I don't call anyone.
No,
well, I think a lot of, but people, again, it's okay, but again, Keenan, it's validation. The thing is that you shouldn't have to validate how they look in that dress.
No, I shouldn't.
They should be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what, I feel good about the way I look, or you know what, I need to go back in that room and change this dress because this doesn't look good. But to sit there and go, do I look okay? Am I pretty? And you know, and what are you going to say? Oh, you look like crap. Go back. I mean, you know, you look great.
I'm going to, you know, forgive me. I'm going to pick on the girls here just for a second. I mean, I hate it when a female asks me, how do I look in this?
What does it make you think? What does it make you think?
Well,
it
makes no right answer to that question.
No, but don't you feel like a little bit like they're really insecure?
Yes.
Like it doesn't make you go, oh, I love her. She's all that. It's more like, damn, why can't you just get it inside of yourself and realize, you know, I'm with you. I obviously found something in you that I like. Now, right now, you got me wondering. You got me questioning because I'm starting to think maybe I picked the wrong woman, okay? Because if you ask me again about how your nails look and how this looks and how that looks, I think I'm going to throw up. However, you know what I'm saying? Because when somebody's secure, guess what? They could look like they don't have to look that good. If they're secure, they're in it to win it. You know what I'm saying?
In order to throw the women a bone here, I have an uncle who did the same thing to his ex-wife. You know, baby, does this look all right? Am I okay?
Oh, men do it too. Men do it too nowadays, especially with like, you know, all the GQ and all the magazines and the men trying to look a certain way.
They
all do it too. Like, how does this look? How does this look? And you see a lot of insecure men as well, and they're looking for validation. But it's like, have you ever just figured out how to validate yourself? Once you figure out how to validate yourself, none of this matters anymore. But see, the thing is that these patterns wouldn't exist either. Because with having personal validation and being like, hey, I love myself, I respect myself, none of these patterns exist because you would see the pattern, you would stop it, and you'd say, you know what, I'm not going to feed into this. Or I'm not going to do everything that John wants to do. I'm not going to do everything Mary wants me to do. Or you know what, on top of that, I don't need to bond over any war wounds because guess what? I've taken care of my baggage. I took a 6 month or a year hiatus from dating people and I got to know myself and I spent time dating myself and I was able to like cook for myself and clean for myself and buy stuff for myself and watch movies for myself. And I didn't need somebody validating me saying I'm so great by coming over to the house and hanging out with me. I got to know me, and I don't know about y'all, but I did this for over a year before I ever got married. And after the boyfriend, I ended up meeting my husband. I did this, and I knew that I was taking so much baggage in that it wasn't going to help me at all. And I was seeing all these negative components of people, and I was thinking, oh, they're going to do this to me. They're going to lie to me. They're going to cheat on me. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And you know what? I took it back, and guess what? It got to the point where I didn't really want to hang out with other people. I was thinking, man, I got it all right here. I'm happy with me.
You don't need someone else to validate your
existence. Oh, I haven't dated in 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't dated in 2 years. You know,
okay.
And the thing is, though, I discovered that, you know what, hey, when I'm not dating anyone, I get to eat a lot more. Food is my thing.
Food is your thing right now.
Yeah, food is my thing.
Well, you're going to know yourself better. You've been going through, you got a new job, you got a lot of stuff going on that are big deals. And that's the thing is that sometimes when we go through these big changes in life, we got to be able to be on our own, you know, and I think sometimes those big changes facilitate that. So stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to get into a little bit of the economic patterns, but we're going to really get into why we think that these things are outside of our realm of power. Okay. So stay tuned, because guess what? Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in 2 shakes. I can lift you up. I can
show you what you want to see and take you. Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I am your host, me, Ashley Burgess, little A, big B. You know, we're talking tonight about denial. Denial and how we actually deny ourselves a lot of things, or we deny what the truth is in our life. And a lot of times we create these patterns of ridiculous patterns that we live through over and over and over and over and over again. And we wonder why, you know, God is fighting us, why, what's going on, you know, why is God doing this to us, or why is the universe you know, just ruining my life. Okay. And that's why a lot of people think, because they go through these patterns. We talked about relationship patterns, about bonding over war wounds, about how we have a tendency of finding people that are going through the same problems we are and thinking we can heal them, even though we haven't been able to heal ourselves, which is pretty funny. It's like actually helping somebody go through rehab while you're on the side doing a bunch of cocaine. That's probably not going to work. What about seeking approval and validation? I mean, everybody's trying to seek approval outside of themselves, validation outside of themselves. If anybody's ever tried to seek approval from their dad or mom and had to fight for it their whole life, and especially if the parents are dead and they still never got it, you know what I'm talking about. You're never going to get approval and validation from anybody else. You have to have it with inside yourself, because even if somebody says, I love you, I approve of everything you do, if you don't, you still don't hear it that way. You still don't hear it as approval. You just hear them as they're talking smack, whatever. What the hell are you talking about over there, you know? Also, what about losing yourself in a relationship? People have a tendency of just, you know, they just might as well take their name off, you know, and just add Mrs. or Mr., you know, and they're not even, most of them aren't even married yet at that point in time. And then what about cutting out friends and family? Cutting all ties to everybody because you've met Mrs. Wright or you met Mr. Wright, and it's like, give me a break. I mean, a lot of people do that on a constant basis, and it's like, you've got to have a life, you got to have other people, and that person cannot be the center of your universe. And I know Keenan knows what I'm talking about as far as it goes with universal centers and keys like that. You don't have to be like the earth and the sun and the moon to somebody, you know, because that just actually says that you got nothing going on. That just says that you don't believe enough in anything you're doing to step up to the plate and be yourself. So let's talk a little bit about economic patterns just for a little while, because next week we're going to be talking more about economic patterns, more about work patterns, and more about the lifestyle patterns that really screw up our lives. So let's talk really quick about, a lot of times we have these patterns about buying expensive things that we can't afford to fill a void, and we buy them and we have a tendency of going into debt. And then we're paying off the credit cards. And so we go through this period of 6 months to a year where we're just like frustrated and stressed out. You're paying off all these credit cards for something you bought in January, and you're still in December paying off this stuff. And guess what? You wait a month or two and you do it again.
The old $100,000 millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the $30,000
millionaire.
Yeah, there's a lot of those in Dallas. In fact, they're doing a reality show about that. They're looking for like, they're doing a casting call for that.
Really?
Yeah, I got the casting call for that. And I was like, reality show? No, thank you.
They need to go up to South Lake.
South Lake.
I say stay in Uptown. There's plenty of them in Uptown.
Yeah, or the Park Cities. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I see them, you know, I mean, well, I used to see them. They're at the, what they call them, the Ultra Lounge. You know, they're at the Ultra Lounge and they're paying.
Nothing against the Ultra Lounge because I've never been.
You know, but the thing is, though, I mean, they're paying, you know, $15 for 8 ounces of drink. $15 for 8 ounces.
Okay, wait, and you're not in New York City?
Exactly. No, we're
in. You're not in a nice resort?
Yeah. I was going to say, those of you listening, you know, on iHeartRadio and happen to be in New York, you're probably looking at Keenan going, you know,
$20. I got one right here.
You can look at me and be like, $20. I got one right here. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't make a whole lot of money, and I'm not going to pay $15 for 8 ounces, no matter what state that I'm in.
Some of those people drink too much, too. They drink too much. Let's talk about that. They continue to buy expensive things you can't afford to fill a void. You know what I call that? Retail therapy. I need validation through this thing.
Because I think there are some people who crave a certain social status.
Well, yeah. I mean, like spending, you know, more than $100 on a pair of jeans on cotton. You're spending more than $100 on cotton.
I like cotton, though. I'm a big cotton.
Oh, I like cotton, too. But guess
what? I'm not willing to spend $100.
Yeah, exactly. But you can get cotton. You can get some nice cotton for like $48.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. It's like, where's your money? Where's your value? But, you know, a lot of people value these labels. They value labels and they see labels.
The status.
It's a status thing.
And to me, it's like, well, I want to be paid.
I mean,
I want to be paid to wear the labels.
I want to eat.
I want to be paid to wear the labels because I don't want to be wearing everybody's labels around having to pay for them.
Yeah,
they're not wearing a shirt saying Perspectives with Ashley Burtis on their back.
Yeah, as simple as, you know, going to Walmart or something like that, and you buy the brand name rather than buying, you know, the generic.
Right.
You could have saved, you know, $20 or $30 on, but no. You got to have that specific.
Yeah, you got to have the brand name rice instead of the whatever, the generic rice. Even though rice comes from the same place, it all comes from the planet Earth.
Right. You got to
have Mother Earth makes the rice.
You got to have the brand name.
Got the rice patties in China.
Because otherwise people will look at you like, you know, I mean, poor thing. You know, you're not even, you know, in our class or
whatever. God bless their souls. Yeah. They're buying different rice.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, but why?
No rice for you.
You know, but why should anybody be concerned? You. I mean, seriously, I mean, it goes back to what I said last week. You know, why should anyone be concerned about what someone else thinks or like for any type of validation if that person is not providing you with food, shelter, or sex?
Right, and I think that's
and
the
whole even
point
if they are it. Providing food, shelter, or sex, you should not be looking for validation from them. Yeah. It's all about you.
That's Keenan, that's the kind of Ashley's point tonight, right. Is that you shouldn't be, but even some people do anyway.
Even if you're getting sexed up all the time, even if they're like providing you with the best of food, the point is that you shouldn't look for validation from them because it should only come from you.
So for people listening tonight, Ashley, who you know are going through this, you know, how would you advise them? How can they get out of this vicious circle?
Well, oh yeah, that's a good question. Okay, you know how you get out of the vicious circle is you gotta understand yourself. You gotta be more into yourself. You gotta realize that a relationship doesn't change who you are. You gotta also realize the fact that you can run from knowing yourself, you can run from being with yourself, but until you actually love yourself and spend time with yourself, and I know this sounds weird, but sometimes if you date yourself, take care of yourself, buy food for yourself, cook for yourself, don't stand at the counter in your kitchen and eat and just don't do that. Go sit down. Go watch a movie that you picked out for yourself. Do things like that, because what happens is that we start misconstruing the dating process and we start losing ourselves because, you know what, we've never met ourselves. And the sad thing is that's why we're here. The sad thing is that we're here to understand the human condition. We're here to be in a human form and to understand the human form that we've been given. And it's an amazing thing to do, but it's like most people just want to like hurry up through it, meet other people, and you know that's why people say, oh, I'm an extrovert. Well, okay, there's introvert and extrovert, but there's a point where you gotta know about yourself. And I think that's so important because I think everybody should be an introvert and an extrovert. They should be able to go in within themselves and say, what is it that I love about myself? What is it that I'm proud about myself? What are the things that I want to fix? What are the things that maybe I've realized that I've been kind of pushing under the rug for all these years because I didn't want to look at it? That's what denial is. But you know, we can't even see what we're denying until we get to know ourselves. And Bill, it begins with dating yourself. It begins with finding happiness, and it begins with realizing that happiness is inside of you, not inside of XYZ woman or XYZ man that's over there. They're not going to give you happiness. They're not going to impart happiness to you. I mean, you can be happy with them, but you got to be happy on your own without them. You got to be happy with nobody. You got to realize that you on your own are high quality stuff. You are a high quality person that is all love, and you got to see the love within yourself, because if you don't like yourself, you know, it doesn't matter anyway.
You know, I've never heard that before. Date yourself.
Date yourself. You got to date yourself. And I did it. I tried it out because I remember I went from the position of holding my phone in my hand, looking at it, like had my eyes like literally 6 inches from my phone going, just please ring. Just please. I can't be by myself. I cannot deal with being by myself. And it was quiet. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait a second. This is insane. If I can't be by myself, how can I ever have a quality relationship? How can I, if I don't get to know who I am, and deal with some of the quiet times, and what do I have? I don't have anything. And then you know what happens is people get in relationships without knowing themselves, and that's why they say people changed. People never changed, okay? You just got to know yourself better and realize you made a bonehead decision because you never got to know yourself. I mean, because we make bonehead decisions. If we think that we need this rich person, or we think we need this really insanely beautiful person to make ourselves feel better about ourselves, and then all of a sudden we start realizing who we truly are, we're in that relationship and we realize I don't need them to validate me, and on top of that, they're really not that deep of a person, and I've gotten myself into a really crappy relationship because I needed this blonde hair 6'1" woman to basically show everybody how great I am, when in actuality she's not showing anything. I can't believe that I basically stuck myself in a relationship that's not going
to
work.
I mean, it's like she doesn't like to eat chicken. She doesn't want to watch the football games. She doesn't like to go to the planetarium. She doesn't like to watch documentaries. She has no idea who Stephen Hawking or Neil deGrasse Tyson is. But yet you're stuck in this. Well, not exactly stuck. But yeah, you find yourself in this relationship walking around town with basically a trophy.
A trophy. And that's what a lot of people have, a trophy in very different ways. You can have a trophy by looks, a trophy by money, a trophy can come in different ways. You needed somebody smart, you needed somebody this, you needed somebody that, you needed somebody had it all together. Well, you know what? You don't need all that. You need to have all that. So guess what? Next week, we're going to be talking about more about economic patterns that we fall into, more about the work patterns that we create in our own life, more about the lifestyle patterns. And we're going to talk more about how it is not the universe. It is you. So Keenan, this is a great show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I love being on here. You know, I like just coming into the studio and pretty much airing out all my dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Dirty laundry? Yeah, I like that. We got some Clorox bleach and what have you. We'll may take care of it. We got a little bit of all temperature cheer.
You know, thanks, Ashley. Great show. But if you'll excuse me, I think I'm going to take myself out to dinner.
And you know what? Let's go get some chicken. So stay tuned because next week we got a great show for you. And guess what? Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. You know what? We'll be back in three shakes.